Hello, Bernd Enkel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Yep. I'm just going to give it to you to introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, I start here. Ida Savolainen is my name, and I'm the bratsche player of the band.
My name is Mia Palomäki, and I play accordion, actually two and half row accordion.
I'm Leija Lautamaja, and I play accordion.
And my name is Maija Pokela, and I play the kantele.
Can you explain what that is?
Yes, I can, because it doesn't have any English name. So it's a Finnish instrument, like a string instrument, kind of lap harp. And in this band, I play 15-string kantele. So it's a family of small kanteles. And it's an ancient Finnish instrument.
Okay. Just to get into the name of your band, it's Enkel. I'm guessing someone has told you that the word exists in German?
Yes.
Okay. My guess is that it was not planned to be the German version of it.
We knew it's an international word. Okay. But like the main language for us is actually Swedish, because in Swedish Enkel means einfach. And we thought it's nice to make things simple and fun. So that was like the origin of our band. Also, Enkel in Finnish, it's like enkeli, or that kind of older version of that word. It means angel, which is also a bit funny. And of course, the German version, Enkel, that also somehow fits to our traditional rootsy band, that we are the Enkel of the like grand fiddlers. How you want.
Great. So why Swedish? Like, how do you get to a Swedish name? Is there language similarity? You talked about there being a similar word in Finnish.
Yeah, well, in Finland there are like two, or Swedish is actually also a like, what's
second official language?
Yeah, official language.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, none of us is Swedish speaking, but we have studied that at school, so we knew the word.
Yeah.
Okay, so onto a different topic. How did you meet? How did you start your band?
Well, we studied together in university in Sibelius Academy folk music, and we started this band almost 10 years ago. But actually, me and Leija, the other accordion player, we have played together since we were 6 years old, so quite a long time. And also with Maija, kantele player, we have been playing a longer time together. Yeah, but we thought that we would be a very good band of, for example, of traveling. Not maybe the first thing wasn't the music, but it came later. But we were very good friends and had a nice time together. So we thought that band would be a good idea.
And then since then you are a band and you're touring in probably only mainly Finland?
In Finland, but also in other countries, in Nordic countries. And we have been in Germany also before, maybe twice, and also in Estonia, and yeah.
And we are going to Ireland next spring.
Yes.
So European touring in the entirety of Europe.
Yeah.
Was it always your plan to make music, or make music your job?
Yes and no. As said, we've been playing together for quite a long time. We went to, Mia and Maija went to Junior Academy of Sibelius Academy, which is like a school where you can study music in quite high level. And we were such folk music fans in teenage years, like the 10 years older folk musicians were our absolute idols. When maybe somebody else was like, ooh, Backstreet Boys, we were like, ooh, Esko Järvelä.
Who's that?
Finnish fiddler, folk musician. Yes. So it was kind of just because we were so passionate about music and already a bit into that studying world of that, I think for three of us it was just like we followed the lead and went in there. And personally, I've never really thought I will be a musician. I thought I will be or to do something with mathematics, for example. But that never happened. I just went where I was led by life. And Ida has a bit a different path.
Yeah, I think I have been always drawn to like arts, but maybe in the school I thought always that I would study some visual arts. And somehow it happened that, oh, music, why not? So I have been like playing the violin since I was 4 and then changed to viola and went to choirs and stuff. So I like did a lot of music, but the choosing kind of to do it professionally, that happened like later.
At the age of, like, before you started studying
last
it?
Last year. I don't know. No, after high school, in a way. In high school, I was still thinking that maybe visual arts would. So. But somehow the arty world was very, very somehow I was into that. Okay. Yeah.
So I guess about the ages I am now, I'm 18, similar age when you got into
something like that.
Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's very cool actually realize that we are doing this and we can tour and play our own music, like, and the art we made ourselves. It's a very privileged place to be.
You were speaking, you mostly do folk music, but your music is so different. Like, is it still folk music or is there another way you can describe it?
Yeah, I would say that our music is very, very based on folk music, and that's the root thing. But of course, we take influences from everything we hear and from Spice Girls and from pop music and indie music, whatever music that resonates in us. So, but in this band and also otherwise, when I write music, the folk music and the tradition is always the core thing in it. But then I have different layers and stuff like that.
It's your first time in Schwäbisch Hall here, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. For all of us.
I think you've said it earlier, it's not your first tour in Germany?
No, well, we have, like, before pandemic, we were playing in Berlin, I think, twice, and also in Bremen, and that's about it until now. So now we have played, is it 8 gigs already or more? We are going to play together, like, this time 13, 13.
And you told me earlier that your timetable is tight. Where do you have to go? Where will we find you next? What were your past stops?
Yes, our next step after Schwäbisch Hall is Weingarten. Und danach kommt Stuttgart und München.
How did you get to the idea, or what was the intention of touring outside of Finland?
Well, I think that has been one of our goals always. But this tour is organized by Deutsche Finnish Gesellschaft. And that's very nice that they took us as a touring band. And everything has been very nicely organized. So this is very nice way to have gigs outside Finland or... Well, in Germany, in this case.
Yeah, and in folk music, it's quite common you go, at least as a Finnish band, you go touring abroad. Folk music circles are quite small, and there are not that many venues, maybe in your own country. So it's very common you have, like, European career.
Are there any plans to go, like, intercontinental, US maybe?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I've been touring with my other band in Japan and US, so I would see Enkel also doing that.
Great. So, if anyone from the US is listening, we have American programs on Störfunk, so maybe someone is. You'll never know. You might be able to hear Enkel at some point in the future. Is there any special concert you, if it, like, any special experience of a specific concert you keep remembering and that was like the best concert we've ever had or something like that?
Well, I remember Grüne Woche in Berlin. We were playing in this huge, well, all Germans probably know it, that it's the huge food
Messe.
Yeah. So that was a really, really great experience. We were playing many days in a row, like 3 days in the Messe, and then we experienced Berlin. So that's something I will always remember, singing karaoke in Berlin.
Your favorite city so far in Germany?
Schwäbisch Hall.
Absolutely.
I was hoping for the answer.
Yeah. Also Köln.
Köln
is very nice.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to Köln.
Oh.
Maybe I'll have to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to say that it has been like privilege to see so many nice places, and we are like in every place that, oh wow, can this be true that this small place here in Germany is again this beautiful?
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
As a last question, unless Daniel, you have something you want to ask?
What was the craziest?
Craziest gig?
Yes.
Maybe 2018 or 19 in Finland. We were playing in Helsinki, an afternoon concert, and during the concert we were called, like, this other band, Suista Mun Sähkö, is stuck at the airport somewhere. So can we go and replace them at this great festival a couple of hours from Helsinki? So after that gig, we just jumped into the car, drove there, had a great experience in this village hall kind of place. It was so sweaty and dusty and full of atmosphere. Yeah, it's just because it was so sudden and, you know, this summer feeling, anything can happen, let's go there, let's have a great party. So I think that maybe.
Mm-hmm. Also, I remember the tax-free ferry in Denmark, which was some really nice concert. Like, it's maybe the smallest tax-free ferry in the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't remember the place, but anyway, in Denmark.
Das Nissund.
Nissund, yeah. So, like the local people took their picnic stuff to the ferry, and we just played there. And there was like a tiny beer fuss. It was great.
Yeah, and the ferry went over the river that otherwise had taken like 10 minutes, but it just went back and forth.
Yeah, that's very nice thing in folk music. So you can play acoustically and almost everywhere. So we have had very different kind of gigs also in this tour. Mm. Yeah.
As a last thing, I've looked obviously at your music, and I found your YouTube channel with some old videos, and one in particular was you standing in a lake playing. I think it's rather old, like 2014,
yep.
15. Yep. Just why? Who had the idea to play standing in a lake?
What a good question. We thought that it's a great idea. And it has, I think we've had some attention with that video. That's, it's so weird. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think we had an idea because it was from our very first practice period. Mm-hmm. We had an idea back then that we want to be somehow like Finland exotic band.
Yeah.
So maybe like Finland, the country of thousand lakes. Why not to use one of them? Maybe that's why.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fun.
So just something that happened when you were rehearsing? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not really planning a lot before.